Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Biggest AFC South draft needs, next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers. I'm here with Adam Azer. And just like yesterday when we did the NFC South biggest draft needs, pretty much every team in the AFC South needs a quarterback. The Jaguars don't. That's the one team that I'm fairly certain will not be taking a quarterback in the early rounds of this year's draft, but Texans, Colts, Titans, any one of them could take a first round quarterback. Maybe all three of them will. Adam, we'll start with the Texans, who pick second in the upcoming NFL draft. And obviously they need a quarterback.
They sure do need a quarterback. And it seems like Bryce Young is not going to be on the board. Seems like he'll be the first pick going. Well, look, you never know. But reports and Ryan Wilson talked to us, and that's the buzz that he's getting, Bryce Young to the Panthers. So if that's the case, we'll give them C.J. Stroud to the Texans, and they definitely need a quarterback. It's a no-brainer. They need a lot, obviously, but they've got some decent pieces, and they could recover if they hit this pick well and get a good quarterback. By the way, the history of quarterbacks going number two overall is terrible.
Not great.
Terrible. But if they do hit on this pick, then they could be good sooner rather than later. But they will be going quarterback for sure.
Yeah, this is they could probably use some wide receiver help as well. I think it's unlikely that they'll take a running back early on, but I could see maybe a day three guy. But yeah, that's clearly a team that's going to be taking quarterback. The Indianapolis Colts also seem likely to take a quarterback. They are picking fourth. I mean, I guess there's a chance that they trade up. There's a chance they trade down. It kind of depends on how those first three picks go. But I mean, it's quarterback for the Colts as well, right? I think Gardner Minshew is currently at the top of the depth chart.
Yeah, I would say that there's a chance they trade for Lamar Jackson.
Sure.
If that's the case, they will not have the fourth pick in the draft. That will be Baltimore's. But assuming they stay at four, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. If you can't get Young and you can't get Stroud, do you feel like you're reaching for Levis or Anthony Richardson? I can't see Hooker going in with the fourth pick. So they might actually trade back. Mm-hmm. But they could also use help in the defensive backfield as well. I think most teams could. But I think this pick's going to be a quarterback. Wide receiver, they could certainly use another guy opposite Michael Pittman. But I think this probably is a quarterback. I don't know if they stay at four to make it, though. I don't know if three quarterbacks are going with the first four picks, Chris. That would be not necessarily a surprise, but it'd be a headline for sure.
Yeah, I mean, with Jonathan Taylor and Michael Pittman, they've got like the headliners at the other two positions. Definitely not taking a running back given the investment in Jonathan Taylor. I could see a wide receiver, although they did take Alec Pierce in the second round. He showed some stuff last year as a kind of down the field target alongside Michael Pittman. So it's more about getting the right quarterback in place. And this is a team that could take off fairly quickly if they get the right guy.
Yeah, I just want to add, so they also definitely need offensive linemen. And
yes,
that could be in play too.
Titans probably need a quarterback. I mean, Ryan Tannehill, they still have. He's got, I think, another year or two under contract. And then Malik Willis didn't show very much last season. So this is a team that could definitely take a quarterback. But, they also, they're in such a weird spot, the Titans, because it seems like they're on the verge of a rebuild, but it hasn't really started yet. I don't know if that's the road they want to go down, having gotten rid of their GM. It's possible, but what do you think the Titans' biggest need are? I mean, I guess it depends on whether they do want to rebuild or not.
They just signed Jeffrey Simmons to a long-term extension, mm-hmm. $96 million. Not to say that he'll see all of that money, but that was I don't know if a curious move. I mean, you kind of have to keep him. He's an important player, but mm-hmm. I don't look at that roster and see a lot of good long-term pieces. I think Treylon Burks has a lot of promise, Okonkwo maybe as well. But yeah, quarterback at this point, did they just whiff on Malik Willis? I kind of feel like they did. Not that they invested so much in him. Quarterbacks in play, certainly running back, like you said, not going to be a day one pick. Their defense really needs to be rebuilt. Yep. This is a team that I think if Levis and Richardson are not there for their pick at 11, I think they might trade back and just try to acquire as many assets as possible. But I do think a quarterback, I mean, it makes so much sense to draft a Richardson if he's there at 11 with Tannehill as a good placeholder. It would be a good pick for them.
And then last, and at least for our purposes, kind of least, the Jacksonville Jaguars, weirdly, at least on offense, don't really have a lot of needs. They got Trevor Lawrence. They got Travis Etienne. They got Evan Ingram at tight end. They've got a really good wide receiver core with Calvin Ridley coming back, Christian Kirk and Zay Jones as well. At least from a fantasy perspective, this team seems completely set heading into the draft. What do you think their biggest need is?
I agree. From a fantasy perspective, they could always upgrade the offensive line. Mm-hmm. They did lose their right tackle this year to the Chiefs. So I think that would be a good spot for them to go ahead and take an offensive lineman. But I think you're probably looking at defense here and probably not a pass rusher. I think they're okay there. I would guess the back end of the defense or the linebackers or something like that, maybe an edge rusher. But I think Jacksonville probably more likely to take a defensive back. I'm looking at two mock drafts right now that have them taking a safety, Brian Branch out of Alabama. So I'm guessing first round for Jacksonville at 24 overall, they are going with defense or offensive line.
Yeah, we are expecting this offense to take another step forward. Trevor Lawrence showed real flashes, especially down the stretch in that 5-game stretch where he looked really good. But this is an offense that if they take a step forward this year, it'll be because of Calvin Ridley coming back and then the internal improvements from Trevor Lawrence. So don't expect them to make a big splash on the offensive side in the NFL draft. And that's going to do it for FFT and 5. The NFL draft is coming up and we'll have continued coverage over the next couple of weeks leading up to it. And everything you need to know for after the NFL draft. And we'll see you next week.
Hello, everyone. It's Mike Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.